Jeff, we are back with the Silver City Report, and we are starting off with a story that a lot of folks are paying attention to. Last Wednesday evening, over 500 residents showed up to a public hearing in Grant County to talk about the U.S. Air Force proposal to expand F-16 military training flights out of Holloman Air Force Base over Grant County and the Gila National Forest. What can you tell us about the meeting?
That's right, Anthony. On Wednesday evening, there was not a person to be found in the audience who was in favor of this proposal that would see an average of 3 to 4 F-16s training over Grant County and the Gila National Forest. The proposal includes three different alternatives the Air Force says it's considering. The draft environmental impact statement that came out outlines these alternatives. One is on the eastern side of the state between Carlsbad and Roswell. And according to Alan Schaefer, the lead airspace analyst for the Pentagon, he contributed much of the material to this environmental impact statement. Residents and business owners on that side of the state are concerned that airspace expansion there could affect commercial aircraft travel and also the ability for oil and gas business people to fly helicopters in and out of the area. And that's a priority for the Air Force, is accommodating commercial air travel. On the Grant County Gila National Forest side, there are two alternatives. One of them would see about 10,000 sorties or F-16s training in the skies above the Gila National Forest and Silver City every year. And residents were extremely upset largely about noise. There was a lot of concerns about noise. And the Air Force, in their draft environmental impact statement, concluded that the increased noise would probably amount to an annoyance at best, at its worst, an annoyance. And that really riled up quite a few people who testified at this hearing.
How long is the Air Force taking public comments?
Thanks to letters that were sent by Senator Heinrich and Udall's offices and other government officials, the Air Force did extend the comment period. So the public is able to send in their comments, and this includes substantive comments. So comments that actually point out how this would affect the economy in Grant County. Someone who suffers from PTSD, for example, could point to the effects this might have on them. The comment period is extended till January 31st, 2020, and people can go to Holloman Air Force Base, EIS.com to find more information and also leave comments.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jeff. We appreciate the update. Now we want to go to CP Thompson now with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent, who was working on a story regarding Grant County prospectors meeting with local state lawmakers around the area. CP, can you start off by telling us exactly who the Grant County prospectors are and a little bit about the meeting?
Right, so Grant County prospectors was started as a legislative arm of the Silver City Grant County Chamber of Commerce. And so on last Tuesday, the Grant County prospectors held a forum where local leaders of organizations, municipalities, public schools met with three of our legislators, which were Representative Rebecca Dow, Representative Rudy Martinez, and Senator Gabe Ramos. And what our local groups, organizations talked about to our legislators was about basically their infrastructure needs that they're going to be requesting for this upcoming legislative session. As they head into the legislative session in January.
What exactly was the big issue that the group was looking for?
It ranged from purchasing maintenance vehicles for the county to upgrading the sports complex for Silver City. So it ranges between every group.
Okay. Thanks for updating us on the Silver City Report. We will talk to you all next week.